Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week's announcement by the Canadian government that it was discontinuing production of its Scent at the end of this month was widely reported. Since it costs the Royal Canadian Mint 1.5 cents to produce each penny, economics forced this cost-saving measure. People have asked me whether the Lincoln Scent is doomed. For some years, U.S. Mint's cost to produce both cents and nickels have exceeded the face value of the coins. In the latest reports I've seen, it now costs the U.S. Mint about 2 cents to strike a penny and almost 10 cents to manufacture a nickel. Most everyone knows that U.S. coins containing gold, silver, or platinum are worth much more than face value. But have you ever wondered what the metal in today's circulating coinage was worth? The Lincoln Memorial Cents issued from 1959 up into 1982 are mostly copper with a small amount of zinc. These coins contain about 2.5 cents worth of metal at current prices. From mid-1982 onward, the composition has since changed to zinc with a copper coating. These more recent cents have about a half cent worth of metal value. The Jefferson nickels, other than those struck with a partial silver content during World War II, are 75% copper and 25% nickel. Their current metal value is worth a bit over 5 cents. That's right, just the metal cost to produce a nickel exceeds face value. Dimes, quarters, and half dollars are also 75% copper and 25% nickel. The value of their metal content is just under 1/4 of face value. For instance, the metal in a dime is now worth about 2.4 cents. As for the so-called gold dollars featuring Native Americans or U.S. presidents, sorry, there isn't a speck of gold in them. They're made of mostly copper, plus some zinc, manganese, and nickel. Metal value is just over 10 cents. With older Lincoln cents and the Jefferson nickels having a metal content worth more than face value, some people are hoarding these coins. But be warned. It is illegal to melt down cents or nickels. It is also illegal to export more than a small quantity of them. Besides, you would have to cover the smelting and refining costs, which would literally require tons of coins to be economically worthwhile. So I'm not sure that this is an idea that will ever pay off. I think Canada's action will hasten the day when the U.S. Mint stops making pennies. Nickels are also in peril. I don't think anything will happen this year, but maybe in 2 or 3 years. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.